Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because with us we have Dr. Michael Sesko. Michael is a board-certified family medicine doctor. He's also board-certified in occupational and environmental medicine and public health and general preventative medicine. He's had a tremendous experience in Mideastern area. He's also been involved in special operations and intelligence, and this keeps him busy deploying around the world. He's traveled extensively throughout the Mideast, Africa, Europe, and Asia, and has been awarded the Bronze Star twice for service in Iraq and Afghanistan. He currently lives in Japan with his wife and his 16-year-old triplet boys. And he's going to share today with us a little bit about the writing process and the secrets he's found in being able to fit your craft into your life. And I also wanted to mention to you that he has a new novel out. It's an espionage thriller series, and it's called Vector Tradecraft, Phase Zero. Michael, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Vicki. I appreciate you having me on the air.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And I love it because your background is so interesting, and I just barely touched the surface. If you could tell us a little bit about how you came to your passion and purpose in life and achieved all these amazing accomplishments all over the world.
Sure. Well, I first joined the military at a young age. I was actually 18. I finished high school, and I was fortunate enough to be able to get into a field in the military where I was able to learn foreign languages and travel a lot. I speak Arabic and Farsi, so as you can imagine, I didn't spend as much time in the United States. I was overseas for most of my career. And I had a lot of amazing experiences traveling the world, mostly good, some not as good. So I started writing about these experiences. I found it was both enjoyable and therapeutic to kind of weave stories based on the experiences I was having and the emotions I was feeling while traveling and during some of the missions. I started writing them down, and the stories just came to life. And there was a realism in the stories that I think many people were able to relate to because of the emotions, and even some of the events were based on real life and current affairs and things that I was going through. So because so much of me was integrated into the stories, it became a passion to me. It was therapeutic, and I just enjoyed it. I found the best part of my days were when I was writing, when I was overseas.
It's fabulous. It's just incredible. So tell me a little bit about why you chose to do novels rather than memoirs, because you could have easily entertained either one.
Yeah, a lot of people have asked me that. And to be honest with you, I really don't have a great answer, except that I thoroughly enjoy weaving the emotions that I feel into new characters. And this way I can combine events and experiences I have from different parts of my life and different people I've met and kind of take snippets of them and those experiences and put them into one story that, you know, maybe in true life may have been over 10 years of my experiences, but I weave them all into a short story or a novel. And I just enjoy that more than just writing about events that occurred with me. And I don't know if people would find my life story as exciting as the stories that I hope I create on paper that are fiction.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I'm sure everyone would find the stories about you, if it were a memoir, equally or more exciting. But tell us a little bit about how you have carved a place to write in your really busy life. I mean, you've done all of this unbelievable work with intelligence, and you have triplet boy, 16 years old, and you're living in Japan abroad from the U.S. Tell us how that all works for you.
I think when I first started my career in the military, because of all the traveling and the time differences and a lot of my work involved shift work, I probably was not the best sleeper, as now as a doctor know that I should have been. So I spent a lot of time in off hours, early morning, late at night, writing again because I enjoyed it so much and it helped me unwind and it was therapeutic for me. So I ensured that I carved the time out either early morning or late at night just to get as much writing as I could done. And then in med school, you very much learn how to manage what little time you have between all the studying and during residency. So I guess the most important thing is time management. You have to carve time out of your day to do what's important to you. And I did that. And sometimes it comes at the expense of an 8 hours of quality sleep. But having the quality and therapeutic benefit of my writing makes it worth it.
Yeah, and you know, I think it's very interesting because years ago, a doctor shared with me that, you know, so many people get so frustrated if they can't sleep, and it's better to try to do something useful, and that may actually tire you enough to be able to have you go back to sleep. But rather than being frustrated, you'll feel productive and creative, and I think that may be what I'm hearing here.
That's true. And actually, with my doctor's hat on, what you're saying is absolutely true. You know, they say if you can't sleep, you should actually get out of bed to do something else instead of just tossing and turning in bed. And as I mentioned, since writing relaxes me so much, it actually makes me able to sleep better on many levels.
Interesting. So interesting. So everyone has different blocks and various different challenges when they write. Some people may not have any, but I've yet to meet anyone who has said they have absolutely none. Can you share what some of your challenges might be and how you address those?
Sure. Probably one of the biggest challenges has been the timeliness of my writing. My genre and the way I write tends to be more about current events and current affairs. And interestingly, sometimes when I start writing a book and it goes through all the editing process and the publishing process, and especially in the early days when I would be sending it out to publishing houses and editors and agents, it could take years before they would even comment on my stories. And the world is so dynamic that the current events and the events that initiated me writing the story has changed. For example, my next book, Shifting Sands, there is a portion of it about current events that are going on with Iran and Afghanistan. When I first started writing it, it was about the invasion of Iraq 15 years ago. So the current events have changed so much, I've had to modify some of my writing and some of my books to kind of go back and update it just because of the delay and the length of time it takes to get a story into print.
Yeah. That is a factor to consider by all means. So what challenges have you had maybe internally with the writing of the books, with the process of it, your own personal process of the creation?
You know, these stories are so personal to me and so much of me and my experiences are in it. Sometimes I have to just hold back isn't the right word, but I have to make sure I filter what's real and what's not real in the novel sometimes, because it still needs to be an enjoyable and realistic story, and I put pieces of my life in it. I just need to make sure it flows. So sometimes that can be a little challenging because you only want to open up so much of your own personal life in the novel, and you want to create a story. So I think that's it, kind of come up with a happy medium of fact and fiction.
That's so powerful, really powerful. So being a medical doctor, How do you find writing for you from the standpoint of a healing perspective?
It forces me to explore experiences I've had and how it impacted me, and I do that through the eyes of the characters. So I can talk about how it's affecting the characters, similar events that I've been through, easier than I can introspectively look at how it's affected me. And in doing so, it's more real when I read it on paper, and it makes me realize sometimes the effect it's had on me, good and bad, by the way, not just all bad. Just there are many happy experiences in my books that when I put them down on paper, through the character's eyes, I can see how blessed I've been with many of the great things in my life, my wife, my family, my kids, and my experiences. I can relive a lot of those travels and experiences, and it's more enjoyable for me to read it on paper, and it's harder for all of us to be more introspective on how our emotions affect us and how life affects us. But I can put it on paper and read it and analyze it a little bit more, if that makes sense.
Yeah, certainly. And so does it bring a new perspective to you? Maybe something you hadn't explored before just from the experience itself?
Very much so. I still live a lot of those experiences, and I still travel a lot. So, again, my next novel, Shifting Sands, I explore a lot of how people view the world and other cultures and other people. And through my experiences and through my writing, I actually view things differently now because, you know, life is fast. Life happens, and it happens at a very cyclic rate. And sometimes it's hard to stop and smell the roses, but through my writing, I'm able to kind of relive and rehash some of my experiences, and you can see things that you may have missed as life goes by. And that changes me, and it changes my perspective and changes how I view the world and view people. So now when I am put in those situations again, I have a different perspective, and that's been a good thing.
Wow, that is so fascinating. It really is. It's like writing is so incredibly therapeutic on so many different levels.
It is, and it's life. I read a lot, and there are many different authors and many different genres, of course. I try to write as realistic as possible. You know, there are some stories that really talk about some outlandish events that occur. That's just not my style. What's in my books is very realistic. A lot of it has happened to me, or I've seen it happen, or friends of mine. So it's easier to relate to, and I hope people can relate to a lot of what's on the paper, and it can have that profound effect on them.
Oh, again, it's such a powerful and wonderful contribution to be able to do that and give that as a gift to the world. So what can people expect? What can readers expect when they read your book? What do you hope to get across to them?
I do try to bring up some social issues or even injustices in some of my books. The core of Vector is about the good and the bad of genetic research and how it can be used or misused. In Shifting Sands, I try to highlight how international conflict can affect individuals, families, and how even some nations, there's brainwashing that happens in some countries to demonize the population of another, and prejudices can arise from that. So I try to talk about social injustices or issues that are occurring in the world in my books, and I weave the stories in and out of that to kind of highlight those problems in the world. The book that I'm writing now, Evil Winds, it's about child soldiers in Africa and the atrocities in Darfur. Through all my travels, I've seen a lot, and if I can bring a little realism to those issues into my book, maybe some people here in the States can, you know, understand those issues on a more personal level by reading them through the characters as the characters experience them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes total sense. Total sense. So I'd love to know, if you were to look at the books, you're in the process of leaving an enormous legacy on so many fronts, but if you were to look at your writing and your books as a portion of that legacy, how would you like that to impact the world? Because literally now, since publishing has changed so much, you know, people all over the world have access to your books and to all of our books. So how would you like that to look as far as a legacy for you?
I think if people can get one thing out of my book, and it is that the world is not nearly as bad as it seems on the news. There are so many differences on the surface across the world and with different peoples and different nations and cultures, and those are great differences, and it's good to have those differences, and there's a lot of power in those different cultures. But deep inside, I believe people are the same. People are inherently good. People want to take care of their families. They want to work. They want to enjoy life and do good things to each other and for each other. Sometimes, you know, the news may highlight the actions of a few that may not have the good interest of the world or their people at the forefront of their actions. But I've seen the good in the world, and if I can get people through these stories to see through all the bad that we see in the news, that, you know, life is good and the world is good and people are inherently good. And I think when push comes to shove, people will do the right thing. And I hope I can express that on paper.
That is so wonderful. And I think there's never been a time that I can remember when we needed your message more than we do now. You know, it's just really, again, a fantastic contribution. So share again the names of your books and where people can find them, and also maybe how they could connect with you if you have a website or author's page or something of that nature.
Sure. So I have a series of books called the Tradecraft Series, and the first of that series, this Vector, came out in November, and the second, this Shifting Sands. I'm writing the third now, Evil Winds, but I have other stories that are not part of this series that I'm going to be kind of throwing in between. As a couple of the series comes out, then I'll throw out a different book. So they're on, I have a website, michaelshusko.com, and there's also a Facebook page, and the books are on Amazon.
Oh, fantastic. So I hope everyone will visit your page to get to know you better, Michael, because you're fascinating, and what you've done is really quite awesome. And what you're sharing with all of us, again, is such a great gift. So your website is Michael Shusko, that's S-H-U-S-K-O.com. And then the books are on Amazon. And Michael, thank you so much for being with us today. It has been such a pleasure to get to know you.
Thank you, Vicky. I appreciate it. And thanks, everyone, for listening.
For anyone who would like to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcasting communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's G-E-T-E-I.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.